Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Aber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Aber. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Aber picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Aber. Goodman moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klaus for the out. Goodman moves to third. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Torgerson throws to Keene, who throws back to Torgerson who tags Jensen for the double play. Williams scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from White and he is safe. Torgerson steals second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zovchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. Torgerson moves to third. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatton moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Aber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Keene out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Babe Bearer now pitching. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Torgerson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by White for a passed ball. Maxwell moves to third. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Nixon goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertoia takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Babe Bearer. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Bertoia moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Bertoia moves to third. Delsing moves to second. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Grimek now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Grimek covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 3 in the game. House takes first base on ball 4. Jim Small pinch runs for Frank House. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Small moves to third. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Ray Boone pinch hits for Reno Bertoia. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Phillips pinch hits for Steve Gromek. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Small scores. Hatfield scores. It's Tigers, 4. Red Sox, 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 4 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keene reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 4 in the game. Tuttle is walked intentionally. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips scores. Keene moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 4 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson now catching. Fred Hatfield now playing third base. Harry Malmberg now playing second base. Frank Larry now pitching. Bubba Phillips no. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearcel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Malmberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Faith Roneberry pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.